Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings about those characters, and then make them fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Knapsack.
As always, happy to be here broadcasting in a Hoth-like cave today.
Yeah, we get to go to all sorts of exotic places within my apartment building sometimes. And today we are in a spooky, exciting basement. Perhaps that will affect our battle. We also want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This week, we are recommending Master and Apprentice by Claudia Gray. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/4center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4center for your free audiobook. All right, audiobooks out of the way, greetings and basements out of the way. We're ready to get into some fun Star Wars action.
Yeah.
If people haven't listened to Databank Brawl before, I pick some characters from the databank. Ken looks up some additional information on the old internet, sometimes on Wikipedia, and then just we make up a beautiful, violent, horrible story that you probably shouldn't listen to while eating.
That's true.
And we've been in this sort of a bountiful period where we've had Rise of Skywalker characters. We've had some characters from The Mandalorian and other Star Wars storytelling. So this one this week is a mashup from some different sources. So are you ready for our first combatant?
I am.
Our first combatant is Aftab Ackbar.
Mm-hmm.
Here is what the databank has to say about Aftab. To uphold the legacy of his father, Admiral Gyle Ackbar's son, Aftab, now serves the resistance as a B-wing pilot. Beyond his family's close ties to rebel efforts, Aftab's recruitment was part of a larger effort to bring more Mon Calamari aid to the cause. So, not a lot about who Aftab is as a person, just about his legacy. But what does Wikipedia have for Aftab?
I was working off my phone on this today, so we always like to go to the stats. And I don't have a lot of stats other than, you know, male Mon Calamari, this we know, eye color brown, skin color salmon. I just always thinks a little wrong.
But puce?
Yeah, a puce would be a lot better than that. And then... oh, here we go. Oh, I got it. Sorry. I was working off my phone today and on a laptop, so I have to keep scrolling, Ken. We do have a lot about him in terms of some quotes and everything, but appearance-wise in Rise of Skywalker, and he is in the comic series that was released. What is that?
Allegiance. I think, yeah. And it's basically the story of the Resistance going to Mon Cala and trying to get some allegiance.
Yeah, which is great because it probably builds back from them putting him in this movie. So he's dressed for action. He's kind of like got a like an A-wing pilot kind of jumpsuit on.
Oh, really?
And I think even in the visual dictionary, I think they say he's flying, man. He's in the action. But it's an all white, like,
In honor of his father.
Yeah, that makes some sense. Yeah, and he's got like a little, you know, a little pack in the front there that's all white, but it's got a kind of a blue and red button, so that's a little bit of color to it. To me, kind of reminiscent of his father's old uniform, just in a more action pack kind of way.
When you say he's got a pack, do you mean like a fishy fanny pack?
Like a pilot pack. You know,
like he's got snacks in there.
Yeah,
he's got Lunchables in there.
Lunchables, indeed. Yeah, he's got. It's funny, they did a great job of the design. He's definitely younger. You know.
Yeah,
definitely. His exact age I don't have. I'm sure Akbar had a lot of children, right? So, no, he's one of the young kids or oldest kids. I can't remember that. And so he's got the normal Mon Calamari face, but he's got some really warm eyes. He's got some friendly eyes.
How do you describe, how is his youth conveyed? I feel like his eyes are in a slightly different place, right?
I absolutely think you're right about that. Less bags around his eyes.
He's not big. Can you flash me Aftab again?
Yeah, I mean, would you describe that eyes are a little bit more exterior?
Yeah, they're a little bit more on the side of his eye. In my mind's eye, Gael Akbar's eyes are a little higher.
Yes.
And his are just like, maybe that's a sign of youth. Like when old Mon Cala pined for the days when their eyes were in the middle of their face. Instead of looking so old now. Yeah, he doesn't have as many wrinkles, doesn't have as many spots.
Yeah.
The healthy Mon Calamari ready for action. Mm. What do you feel about Aftab?
So I love Admiral Akbar. I love Radis. I love all that stuff. I'm very excited. I was very excited when I found out that Aftab Akbar was a thing. I think the comic kind of clued that in first. I wouldn't say I would expect him to be used any more in The Rise of Skywalker. I could have used him a little bit more because you miss, maybe on first viewing, I did at least, with Poe Dameron turning around to him and saying, Junior.
Yeah.
You know, which is great. Chris Terrio voices him, which is always a little fun little cameo thing. But I think as always, that's what the movies do. They put the camera, they put the characters out there, the camera catches them, and then we get more storytelling later. I think there's some interesting stuff, man. He only has seen him. This is his quote. Leia says to him, your father would be proud of who you've become. And he goes, my father had maybe seen me once since my spawning. His focus was elsewhere, but I knew him. I studied every battle, every victory. I like that there's some distant parenting issues going on there.
Wow, yeah, the price of leadership, right? He only saw him once, and Aftab didn't turn to the dark side.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Aftab is a great character just because of that idea of legacy. It makes total sense that Leia would go to Mon Calamari and ask for allegiance. It makes sense that somebody who is a child of Gael Akbar would go, no, I need to step up and fight. And then just on the level of Star Wars fun, the name Aftab is just fun to say. It's just so weird.
Half-tab.
You know, and Admiral Akbar, over the years of storytelling, has grown into, like, a storied veteran character.
Right.
And people were upset that his end was too sudden, you know? But you got to go back to 1983. He's a fish man. We named him Calamari. We called his species Calamari.
Yeah, Calamari.
Come on. Yeah. There's a little bit of a sense of fun to it. And there's something about his name being Aftab. And that, like, I don't know. When I look at him, he almost looks like Akbar with a puberty voice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what he looks like. He looks like he's going to be like, I'm trying to be like my dad. And there's a humor to that. And Poe calling him Junior.
Junior, yeah.
Really drives that home. So I really like that, that both legacy and absurdity in Aftab. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like about him being a B-wing pilot specifically, according to the databank?
I like that idea. You know, the B-wing has some history with the Mon Calamari, so that would make some sort of sense to me. I like that, maybe just simply because he's younger generation. Also, should point out he was mentioned first, actually, in Spark of the Resistance. You know, he's younger, so he might be a little bit more of a man of action. His father, you know, he encouraged him to retire after, you know, all right, cool, you went to help the resistance. Yeah, all right, things are good. Get out of there. And that part's part of the tragedy of Akbar's loss. So I like that he's active, man, that he's in there. He's not ready to retire to the command deck. He's in the action.
All right. So that is Aftab. We both like Aftab. So there's a lot of pressure on the combatant to make sure this is a fair fight. I racked my brains to think, who can Aftab fight? And I paired him up with someone from the animated show Star Wars Resistance that I've been wanting to appear here on Databank Brawl. Mm. So Aftab will face the combatant, Big Al. You know, that classic Star Wars name, Big Al.
Are we going to Happy Days here?
A little bit. Here's what the databank has to say while you try to find Big Al. A frequent stool warmer at Aunt Z's Tavern, Big Al spends most of his free time with his belly to the bar and a drink in his hand.
Yes.
Sometimes this unique perspective makes him question what he sees, especially when he witnesses a brief underwater chase with specialized scuba troopers on the heels of Kazuda Ziono swimming in the depths while hanging onto a BB unit. did Big Al come up on Wikipedia?
He just came up as Al.
Oh, he's not big
he's
on
not
Wikipedia.
A big Al.
Okay,
he's
Wikipedia was like, no, we're not.
Yeah, we're
not agreeing with that.
We don't acknowledge that.
Normal-sized Al.
This is great. I love this guy. Yeah, human male, hair color gray, eye color dark, skin color light. All right. But the key thing is he wears some goggles on top of his head. He's got some bushy white eyebrows and the biggest, bushiest prospector mustache you've seen in the galaxy. Got kind of a multicolored blue, beige, dark blue jumpsuit, almost like an old style astronaut suit with the helmet off. He's got a big ring around his neck, like a helmet goes over it. And he's got a drink in his hand.
Yes, he does. Does he have a quote or stats?
No stats.
Who knows how tall he is? He never stands up from the bar.
Yep, nope. Just covers a couple of the episodes, but no quotes so far. No quotes. That's crazy.
All right. As you're scrolling through, is he having any specific adventure other than sitting at the bar and occasionally being shocked by things?
They talk about when a brawl ensued during Kaz's game of darts against Greville, Al was the only bar patron to not join in the fight but kept on drinking instead, which is the moment I think I fell in love with the character. So, yeah. Jonathan Lipow? Jonathan Lipow. Lipow is... who voices him.
Okay. Now, Big Al does speak a couple times. He does, I think he's got some things to say in the last few episodes of Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think that a voice actor came in not only to say those lines, but to sip fluid into a microphone for Big Al's beer sipping, or space beer, excuse me.
Yeah.
Anything else in Wikipedia? That's it.
That's kind of it on him.
Then let's talk about our Big Al feeling. So, look, he's got a mustache and a little bit of a drinking problem. What's not to like?
What's not to like?
What do you think about Big Al?
I liked Big Al right from the beginning. And then when he had that moment where just kind of everyone's fighting and he's more concentrated on his drink, I thought that was really fun. It reminds me of like character of Cheers, having grown up on that sitcom. I would appreciate that. We always talk about liking the old crusty guys in Star Wars. I wouldn't necessarily even call them crusty, just old and wise.
Yeah.
So I like him a lot.
Yeah, keeping to himself, right?
Like, I would want a Big Al figure. Give me a Big Al Black Series.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how do you feel that this down-to-earth character, no pun intended, who down to Castellan, I guess, who could have appeared in Cheers, they could have offset very earth-looking guy, prospector mustache, big mug of beer. They could have offset that by calling him, like, Shazwa Beenock or whatever. Yeah. And they just leaned into it by calling him Big Al. How do you feel about that?
I love that. I love that. I love when Star Wars just gives us a taste of our own galaxy.
Yep, yep. Yeah, you know those guys that are at the bar? There's one here.
One here, too.
On the Colossus, Big Al. Yeah, I really like him, and I like that they kind of played some of the weird tropes with him of like this, that his whole databank is about the episode where he's like, have I been drinking too much?
Right. No.
Yep. Or are there scuba troopers chasing that kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. He always does seem genial, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think very important to our fight. He doesn't seem like he's drinking his problems away. Mm-mm. He just seems like maybe he worked hard doing something this afternoon.
That's why I don't.
God knows what. Don't
consider him crusty. He doesn't seem too crusty.
Right. He's just enjoying a nice drink at the bar.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah. Or five.
Onzi will cut him off. All right. Well, with that, we know our feelings on Aftab. We know our feelings on Big Al. Now is the time where we fight. So. Mm. Now, to our knowledge, Aftab survived, right?
Right.
Big Al survived. Sorry for the spoiler that you haven't finished watching Resistance. Uh-huh. The final episode is not the death of Big Al.
Okay.
All right, we're not a fake this character.
Right, right.
Do you want this to be set? Do they meet sometime before the events of the Rise of Skywalker, or is this after when the galaxy is settling into its new peace?
I want this to be some of the first post Rise of Skywalker content. I want this to be in on Z's top tavern on the Colossus, following the events of Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
Now I haven't finished Resistance. So I don't know if the Colossus explodes in a giant ball of flames.
Okay, well, I mean, do you want to keep remain spoiler free?
I have a feeling I am not going to be spoiler free.
I think you can be spoiler free.
Okay,
we can stay off the Colossus.
Okay,
just in case.
I like that.
Okay,
a local tavern.
A local tavern. Yeah, so where do you think this gets into? Mm-hmm. In order to have this fight between a fishman and a drunk, we need to talk about politics.
Yeah.
What do you think the new Republic, what do you think is the first order of business? Where might two freedom fighters like Aftab and Big Al encounter one another?
I think there was a big meeting after everyone gets out of Exegol. We need a party. We know that on Agent Kloss. So even after Agent Kloss, right. I think there was a, we all need to figure this out.
Yeah.
The Hosnian Prime, remember? Gone.
Yep.
Leader, Chancellor Vilchim, gone.
Gone.
Leia, unfortunately, gone. And it might have been a great choice to be a Chancellor. We need to gather up.
Yeah.
So I think they went to a planet to sort this all out. And a lot of the combatants of the Battle of Exegol went there.
Okay. And I'm going to go crazy here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that they went to Coruscant.
We're in agreement.
Yeah, I think they
went. For a second, I thought maybe they all went to a business retreat on Endor, but we don't want to go down that path. Yeah.
I think they go to Coruscant. Mm-hmm. I think whatever has become of the old Senate building at this point, that they have a sense of not only are we looking toward the future, we have to look toward the past and say what worked, what didn't. Yeah. So I think that maybe they have meetings in that area, and then they afterwards they fan out to the bars, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Big Al has been in attendance of the meeting, giving his opinion on how the galaxy should be reshaped politically?
I think he was there, but he maybe shouldn't have been.
He just kind of wandered in.
He just kind of, oh, where's everyone going?
He's like, oh, Aunt Z's going. I'll follow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he goes into Chambers. And I think a couple times he got involved.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you know, you ever been in a business meeting where like there's just one person and you're like, just shut up. We all want to go. We want to go home for the day.
And he's that guy?
Yeah, and I think a couple times, and finally he was told, sir, will the honorable delegate from where?
The tavern. We're not familiar with the tavern system, sir.
Aunt Z's tavern? No.
Even Aunt Z's like, get out of here.
So he was a little embarrassed, a little grumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not crusty, but grumpy. Yeah.
And I think while he was there, he was a vocal proponent that this kid, Kaz, would actually be a great leader of the new government.
Oh, yeah.
And he every once in a while, when it was not appropriate, Big Al, because he had a flask with him, a space flask, would just yell out, Kaz!
Yeah.
Kaz for chancellor!
Vote now for Kaz!
And I think this is really, really annoying Aftab, who has been pushing for Poe to be interim chancellor.
Interesting. I like this.
So Aftab's already a little bit annoyed with Big Al, but Big Al has gone off to a Coruscant tavern. What do you think at this point in time a Coruscant tavern looks like?
I think, in keeping with some of Star Wars, it looks relatively the same of the things in the past, but it looks a little more run down.
Okay.
All right, so this is kind of, it's not Dexter's Diner, but it's like, imagine like the Outlander Club, but three of the TVs don't work. There's only one serving jar, no live band, just a music box.
I think it's trying to play on nostalgia, like Coruscant back in the good old days, you know, and it's got some pictures of people who used to hang out at places like the Outlander Club, you know, on the walls, and trying to get back to that style, that glory, you know, and some old, you know, signed images from great pod racers back in the day before it was illegal. What do you think this tavern is called?
I think this is called Drunk Republic.
The Drunk Republic.
Yeah.
Back to those good old days of the Drunk Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's one of the closer bars to the old Senate offices.
Yeah.
And Big Al's been in there. He's nursing a big space brew.
Frothy.
Big frothy space brew. I think it's a specific kind of beer called the Moncala Ale. I think it's a Moncala Ale.
Yeah.
Moncala Ale that is said to be made from the actually stolen water from Moncala. Yeah.
Made from the natural reserves of Moncala Calamari Oceans. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Depths.
A little bit, a little bit of it's difficult to make beer out of salt water, one would imagine, but they found a way.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
So a little bit of that is crusting in Big Al's beard.
Yeah.
And Aftab is angry, right? Upset because I had to break the meeting before making a decision.
Yeah.
And Aftab walks in and sees Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
What does Aftab do or say?
He stomps right up to him. And right as Big Al's taking a big or about to take a big swig of Mon Calamari Ale. Moncala Ale? Moncala Ale. he yanks it out of his hands.
Oh, wow.
And says, I think you've had enough. Plops it down on the bar.
Okay. And I think Big Al is in his own head. He's thinking about how great it would be if that kid Kaz got to be a chancellor because he just seems like a good guy. He's so out of it that he doesn't realize that the pint glass has been stolen from his hand. And he actually raises his hand to his mouth.
Yes. Yes.
And then he does a double take to his own empty hand. That is still in pint shape, pint holding shape. And he slowly turns and sees a Moncala with his Moncala male.
Well, I'll be damned. That's my ale.
And that's Big Al.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, even though he doesn't have the actual same mouth structure, just by the nature of being an older drunk. He sounds a little like a Montgomery.
That's my ale. That's my ale.
And I think Aftab really had it, and he brings one of his little flipper hands up, and he pokes Big Al in the chest. He's like, we didn't get things decided because a loudmouth like you kept shouting for non-candidates like whoever Yaz Zododo is or whatever you were saying. Yeah. You got us off track.
Yeah.
And it's hard for Mon Cala to do, Mon Calamari, but Aftab manages to look at Big Al with both eyes and stare at him while he drinks all of Big Al's drink. He just stares him down while he steals his drink.
It's a known skill of the Mon Calamari, maybe little known to certain parts of the galaxy, that with their some flipper kind of breathing things going on inside their mouth, they can just gulp, gulp, gulp for longest. They can breathe and drink at the same time.
They can drink forever. Yep. And what does Big Al do or say when he is insulted this way?
This is look, little youngster. I've been around the galaxy for a long time, and I'll tell you, I know a leader when I see it, and Kaz is a leader. So you are going to buy me another Mon Calamari ale.
Ooh. And I think Aftab just says, no.
No. No. You're impeding government progress.
And I think at that point, Big Al has had enough. And I think Big Al says, well, all right, if you're not going to buy me another drink, I'll get one and you'll pay for it. And I think he snatches the pint glass back. I think he leans over the bar and just hits the tab and pours the Mon Calamale for himself. And just as he's about to drink it, Aftab comes in to grab it again.
Yeah.
And they tussle back and forth of the
like
beer.
Tug of war over the beer.
Got it's it. Sloshing Slosh. Back and forth. Some other people are seeing this and kind of laughing and kind of blowing off some tension. But then Aftab pulls with more strength than Big Al and accidentally drives the pint glass smash into Aftab's face. It actually explodes and cuts Aftab right in the where the nose should be area. Big cut.
Cut Aftab's face. Yep.
Yeah. Blood and beer spurting.
Yeah.
Gross. Unfortunate. And Big Al's like, ooh, because he didn't mean to do that, but nah. And I think Aftab is probably literally and emotionally seeing red.
If we're assuming that's what Mon Calamari blood is, right? I don't know. And he's seen red, but he's not seen, as you said. So he takes a wild swing, misses, knocks over many bottles of drinks around the bar. Now everyone's paying attention. The bartender, WA9, a service droid, is like, hey, that's our drinks. And now he's really upset.
Okay, so he did a big big slap with his fin?
Yeah, but he was blood pouring down his eyes.
Yeah, okay, so he smashed over a bunch of... Now that shattered bottle whistles forward, and Big Al tries to hold, to get away. But one big shard of broken booze bottle comes by exactly right to cut the left tip of his mustache right off. The fine tip of that fine prospector mustache has been severed.
Yeah.
And Big Al cannot let this stand, right?
Oh, no. This insurrection will not stand. No. No. And he reaches, it's a bar, so he reaches for a nearby plate of space nuts. And flings the little bowl with all the space nuts at Aftab's face. What happens is Aftab's kind of like, I got a mouth open, and a couple of the dry, salty space nuts go into Aftab's throat. Now he's choking on this. The bowl hits his face too, but falls to the floor innocently enough. So now he's choking, bleeding, and upset.
So far, Big Al's kind of
winning. He's winning. Yeah, don't take a bet against him.
He's winning, and Big Big Al doesn't want to be in a fight. And I think at this point, Aftab's choking. And you said WA9.
WA9, yeah.
WA9 is like, hey, take it outside. And I think Big Al is like, no. I just want a drink. Yeah. And I think WA9 is like, no. And I think, in fact, Big Al is so desperate for a drink that he demonstrates a skill that he learned in his youth. He puts his face down on the bar where all the shattered booze is, soaks the alcohol into his mustache, and begins to suck from his own mustache.
Oh, no.
In a desperate attempt to get what he wants, which is just a nice, relaxing drink. Maybe he's got some issues.
The maneuver was called the drinking rag.
The drinking rag.
Back in the school days.
And I think that's when he hears the sound next to him. Aftab is doing an old technique that is known by the Mon Calamari, which is basically the self Heimlich, where he has curled up one of his flappers and is punching himself in the gut with one hand and slapping himself on the back with the other flipper.
Simultaneous.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That's a skill.
That's why they're good pilots, that range of motion.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
If you can slap yourself and punch yourself, you can fly a B-wing.
And it's successful. He dislodges one of the nuts, and it rockets out of his gut with almost bullet-like force, more like BB.
Yeah.
And I think it just shatters one of the goggles on top Big Al's just helmet, right?
Yep.
And knocks him over, sends him spinning. And I think Aftab's not done with that. I think he jumps on top of Big Al, and I think he goes to town with the flippers. I think it's Slap City.
Slap City?
Smash, 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 smash.
Next stop,
smash.
Slap City.
Yeah, the booze is flying out of the mustache. At this point,
it's making a squishing sound.
It's squishing.
You shouldn't be eating lunch while you listen anyway.
Ringing out a mop. Ooh, yeah.
a beer mop. Maybe that's what the maneuver was called in other parts of the galaxy. he's doing the old beer mop.
The old beer mop. The other patrons now are like, ooh, this is beyond a political disagreement. And and I think some crusty old people are like, this is classic Coruscant. This is the way it used to be.
Yeah, someone's like, before space gentrification, this is what Coruscant was always like.
So Big Al is suffering a big slapping. Aftab is too angry to reach his center of calm that he should probably have.
Right.
What do you think happens next?
With Aftab.
So Aftab could fight back. Al could fight back. Right now he is... He's been
used as a beer mop.
Yep, he's smash, 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 smash.
I think Aftab is trying to end this. Look, Aftab's not of a killer. He's not trying to kill him. He's trying to end this fight and get this guy out of Coruscant. So he grabs him by the broom, the mustache.
Oh, so he picks him up off the floor.
Yeah. And drags him to the door.
Okay, so the mustache is amazing that he's got it. Like he must have it like pinched between his two flippers.
It's not without pain on Big Al's support.
He brings him to the door, and probably WA9 is like, good, get rid of him.
Get him out.
So he gets him to the door, and did he just give him a good fling?
Yeah. He tries to give him a good fling, but what ends up happening is as he Big Al grabs onto a booth at the door after this, Aftab doesn't see it. So when he goes to throw him, Big Al falls to the ground, not going to the door, and Aftab actually hurts his shoulders.
Oh no!
It's like a rotator cuff injury for a Mon Calamari,
and those are stretchy. We just found out.
That's true.
We put a lot of stress on him.
A lot of stress.
Doing the self Heimlich.
So he is now screaming in pain and now is really lost it.
Okay, so he's in extra pain, extra unable to possibly cope with this.
Yeah.
And I think when Big Al falls, he smashes the other goggle, and in fact they fall off his head. Mm-hmm. And Big Al sees the goggles. In just a moment, we flash into Big Al's youth. And we see when he was a noble shipyard worker building B-wings.
Oh, yeah.
Designed by those respected Mon Calamari And we see this moment where he had worked for a while apprenticing with another mechanic. And when Big Al finally made it to a place of power and recognition where he had learned the job of building a B-Wing, his mentor gifted him these goggles.
Mm.
We see that touching, sad story.
Yeah,
Big Al thinks maybe he's not sure if he's actually remembering it or seeing it, because he's like that when he's drunk.
Yeah.
He sees that shattered goggle and he becomes enraged. He pushes himself up. He throws himself at Aftab. I think both of them go flying out the door.
WNA's happy.
Yeah, of the tavern. I think they are at a higher level of Coruscant.
Yeah.
And I think they tumble over the ledge.
Uh-oh.
And they're falling through Coruscant.
Free falling down a...
Yeah.
Down a skyscraper type of situation?
Yeah.
Like how close to like Padme's apartment level are we talking? Like
I think it's pretty high up. Okay. It's a little lower than that, but still. Okay. Like they could...
They're not above clouds, of course.
No, okay. No, they're not at the cloud level. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, but they're either going to need to hit a speeder... They're going to need to grab onto another level. They are falling and slapping and flapping.
Slapping and flapping.
That old Patsy Cline song. Falling and slapping and flapping.
Slapping and flapping.
What do you think happens next?
They keep falling. They keep falling. And they keep falling. And then with a mighty thud, they both end up in an open-faced speeder.
Okay.
In the back seat, who should be driving the speeder? One, Poe Dameron, and next to him is the aforementioned Kaz.
Wow.
They're out getting to know each other. And now with a thud, these two people fighting for each one of their honors is now fighting in the back of their speeder.
And I think that is a great place to pause our combat. As we do, as we consider who should win this battle, we will be right back.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we are back here on Databank Brawl to determine who will win in the epic battle between Aftab Akbar and Big Al. So, they have fallen into, ironically, the speeder of their preferred political candidates, Bo Dameron and Kaz Yono. Al has had some mustache injury. He's had his goggles shattered. He's been slapped around. He's still got booze oozing from that mustache. Aftab has almost choked, has a big cut in the middle of his face, some rotator cuff injuries.
Mm. Can't pitch, yeah.
And they're both furious.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you feel deserves to win, and who do you think would actually win in this physical combat?
Quite frankly, who deserves to win is Big Al, because even though, you know, he just wanted to be involved in the political process and had a candidate he believed in. All right? Not necessarily saying that's the right choice or was the way to do it. He's coming from a point of passion.
Yeah.
He wants the best for the galaxy. Aftab has a great candidate. I think Poe's probably the one you should align behind, but he was really unnecessarily aggressive and put a dark hue to the political process here, of course. I don't say that's going to be who wins, but I would side with Big Al morally here.
Okay, so you're a moral proponent of Big Al's position.
Yeah.
I think as the story we told kind of played out, I think that I agree with that.
It's a played out, yeah.
Physically, do you think Aftab is a superior fighting force to Big Al?
By far. by far. It's unfortunate for Big Al and his moral stance, but Aftab's got some skills.
Okay, well then, I'm in agreement with you, so I think that we should tell the climactic end to this story in which Aftab does physically dominate Big Al, and yet it is clear that Big Al is the moral victor.
Yeah.
So, bam, they hit the speeder. Poe and Kaz are chatting. Like, what? And before they can even do anything, Aftab is on Big Al. How does he attack? What does he do? He's already done slappity, slappity, slap. What is his escalation of brutal Mon Calamari violence?
The flurry of the flippers. I think it is balled up flippers, but also there is a Mon Calamari hold that is designed to block airways. It's essentially a choke, but it's they call it the flippant flipper. It's when he jams his entire flipper down his throat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he sticks the whole flipper, so he gets like one flipper around the throat and around the neck.
So one flipper is actually going into Big Al's mouth here. It's like an old wrestling maneuver, like the mandible claw thing.
Okay, so he's in I think does Aftab narrate what he's doing? Does he describe it like a pro wrestler would?
He's just like this is. This is for you holding up the political process. Poe is the choice to lead the galaxy. He's just kind of getting upset, which Poe's hearing, by the way.
Okay, yeah, and I think Aftab is so blinded by rage, not only from his stress and the political arguments, but from perceiving that Big Al hit him in the face with a beer, even though he didn't.
Yeah.
Classic bit of confusion there. I think he's blinded to the fact that Poe is actually in the speeder.
Saying, Junior, what are you doing, Junior?
Yeah. And I think at this point, Kaz turns around and because he is klutzy, falls out of the speeder.
Falls out of the speeder.
He catches it. catches it on the
hanging
edge.
On the edge.
So there's a lot of screaming.
Wow,
Poe's master piloting is being put to the test, right? Because he's got now three different people jumping around, flailing on the speeder, and he's trying to keep it in traffic. He's trying to keep control of everything. And in Poe's mind, is like, this is exactly what it will be like to be interim chancellor.
Yeah.
Various parties flailing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I need to just try to stay the course.
This is true. This is the political process for him in the future if he wins. And he's not even sure if he wants to win. It's like it's that Han Solo post Jedi transition of, am I a fighter? Am I a general? Or am I a racer? Am I a father? So Poe's going through a lot, and this he sees is what he's looking forward to if he chooses or if he wins.
So Poe grabs Kaz.
Yeah.
Big Al's barely in his fight.
Save first. Yeah.
Save first. Yep. So he hauls him back in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Big Al is doing anything to resist the old flipper down the throat hold?
He's trying to bite it, but that's part of it. It's so you just can't really get an angle on it with the teeth.
Yeah, it's so chewy. It's chewing. It's like biting gum, right?
It's like a good appetizer.
It's
so
like a good appetizer.
I think he's trying to get any kind of advantage he can.
Yeah.
And that includes kicking and punching with what's left.
But he's starting to see things. He has seen several B-wings floating around his head. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not good. So Poe pulls Kaz in.
Yeah.
And he says,
sorry, Poe. I love Christopher Sean, by the way. I'm not making fun of Christopher Sean.
It's great. He can yell with the best of them, and it's super funny and charming. I think Poe says, Kaz, take the wheel.
Yes.
He's a good pilot, and Kaz does.
Yeah.
And Poe sighs, and like, It's like,
Aftab Junior,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think Aftab blinks, blink, blink, blink. And through the rage and the confusion, Poe kind of comes into focus. And Poe's like, why are you killing that old guy?
Yeah.
And do you think Aftab releases Big Al?
Not right away, because he's like, well, whom? Like, he's kind of like, is that Poe? Like, how did this, what happened? And then, like, Kaz has to be like, why are you choking now? And after that, pulls the slimy flipper back out.
When he hears the name.
Yeah.
The personality that he's a person, right?
A name to
empathy.
A name to the target.
Yeah. And the flipper comes out, and I think he says, Big Al, giving even more flavor and character to his name. Mm-hmm. And I think Poe's like, why don't you tell me what happened? And I think after happens, like, well, I was upset. This guy kept interrupting the political procedure. And then I came into the bar and struggled over a mirror. Hey, look at my face. Cut. No one would just disrespect my father like this. That would never happen to me. Yeah. That's what would happen to God, Akbar. And I think Poe's like, Junior. Junior. Sounds like it was just a misunderstanding. We got to be able to work together.
Yeah.
Clearly, if your point is to show that you're strong enough to beat this guy, you did it. Can't you just stop and say you're sorry?
And
does Aftab take that up?
Aftab looks to Big Al's kind of black and blue face, choking, purple, gasping for air. He looks at Kaz's face. Kaz is just like, whoa, and looks at Poe and his jacket. He has a new jacket. And he just thinks, what have I become? What have I become? My father fought for the fate of the galaxy. My father died defending the small people of the galaxy, defending people with different views than me, with different candidates they get behind, and men like this so-called Al. I don't know what I've become. Out loud, he says, I'm sorry.
And I think Poe's like, Al? Big Al? And Big Al kind of chokes up. Yes, and he was like, where do you stand on this? It sounds like this is a little bit your fault too. Do you want to apologize? And I think Big Al said,
it was an accident. I just thought Kaz would be a good candidate, but I'd vote for you. All I ever really wanted was a drink.
And Poe sighs, reaches into his jacket, pulls out a space flask.
Hey, man.
And he hands it to Big Al.
Take a swig.
Does Big Al take a swig?
He looks at it, looks at him, and says, you got my vote. Takes a swig.
Takes a big swig, and I think there's this strange moment of peace, and Kaz looks back and is like, wow, that's amazing how quickly you worked everything out, Poe. You would be a really good chancellor. Mm-hmm. Poe sighs, and that's when, just as the sun is setting on Coruscant, they see the beautiful vista, they're flying towards the future. That's when Big Al throws up all over Aftab Ackbar.
And the speeder just rides off towards the sunset.
Yep. That's my idea of a moral victory. Vomiting on your opponent.
And scene.
And scene. That is the end of our combat, of our very weird, battle.
Yeah. Not to the death.
Do you have any closing scenes?
Fade up the next day at the same bar. Door swings open. In walks Big Al, and the everyone in the bar goes, ow! And then next in comes Aftab, and they go, look out! And then Al looks to Aftab, Aftab looks to Al, they look to the bar, and they say, we've sorted out our differences. And Aftab says, can I get this man a drink? And a new beer is handed to Big Al by Aftab.
Ah, nice. And they enjoy some nice Mon Calamale together.
Yeah. Right?
Beautiful. So it all worked out in the end.
It all did.
Yeah, that's really the moral of Data Bank
Star
Brawl.
Star Wars.
Sometimes people die. Yep. Sometimes they have a beer together. It's the beauty of Star Wars. Ken, thank you as always for being here and having these ridiculous battles with me. Where can people find you and your adventures and or, you know, buy you a drink at a bar?
Well, you can do that actually in Las Vegas. I'll be there March 6th with Mark Ellis at the House of Blues in Mandalay Bay doing some stand-up comedy. Go to markellislive.net for tickets or go to kednapsuck.com for a link to that and other information on the things I do.
Excellent. If you have characters that you want to see fight here on Data Bank Brawl, you can let us know. You can send us a tweet. Use the hashtag Data Bank Brawl. We always like to thank Tony Thaxton for our theme music. He's always got a lot of adventures going on. You can check out what he's doing on Instagram is at Tony Thaxton, Twitter and Instagram. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at Joseph Scrimshaw and check out my albums, podcasts, and shows on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. You can also like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for Data Bank Brawl.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.